I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of June 11.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. No grievances, I assume? Nope.
No.
Scott, you're up.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Morning.
So this morning we have in front of us to talk and approve the 2025 workers' comp plan budget and apportionment. So if I'd like to, we could start with the budget and I kind of walk through it and answer any questions you might have. Big thing is look at the bottom. We've reduced the budget this year by $217,000 over last year. I really think our budget's getting closer to be about a 1.6 or 1.7 actual operational budget. All our numbers and lines are pretty accurate, and I can tell, obviously, except for the the awards and benefit line, our medical and indemnity piece. That's a moving target all the time. Our claims have been obviously, really low. We're doing a great job keeping those claims down, but in the event something catastrophic happens, or we have more claims, that's the line that changes. So, with that caveat, I think we reduced it down to 900,000 this year from a couple years ago, 1.2 million. The only caveat would be at the end of the year, if we do see some increased claims, is just coming back to pull some money out of reserves to add money if needed. Right now, we've got a little over 10 million in reserves for this plan. We had an actuarial study done early this year. They recommended between 6.5 and 7. So we're well funded. I think we're in a great place. Again, I think our budget's pretty tight all the way across the board. And again, I'll, look to reduce that again next year if need be.
Yeah, so. I just comment that Scott has, my opinion, done a wonderful job again in this and in speaking, as your representative. I sit on the PERMA board and we are the model. I speak to my counterparts of other counties that are looking to join a similar type plan or have pools because of the transition that Scott has led along with PERMA. To have $10 million and be essentially fully funded in our reserves is unheard of.
Right.
There's a couple counties, I won't name them, that are similar size that have a million in reserves for their claims. So it's just a public kudos for Scott.
Thank you. Yeah, when I first came in, our budget was almost 3.4 million, and yeah, we were self-insured in a lot of those lines we had, but I think, as Jack says, PERMA has done a wonderful job. We, kudos to all departments in the county, especially DPW. Eric and his team have really done a great job working hard at that. We're in our third year of our DPW safety day. We do it in the spring and in the fall. It's been a great, it's been a great thing. And all the crews get a lot out of it. It's not just pounding every day about wearing hard hats. There's a lot more to it. And I really think between that and PERMA's help, it's showing. So questions?
With this 1.8, is this planning that there'll be anything more added in reserve, or is this?
So every year, that's a good question. I think on average, we end up taking 120 to 140 a year, rolling it into reserves, just natural from not spending it, obviously. I think the 1.8 is going to be close. I'm really going to watch it. I really think a $1.7 million budget's really in line to where we need to be. Again, we have some catastrophic event or some major claims, we're going to have to go back to reserves. But I think that's really what that's about, because we're at the point of there's no sense keep bringing more money in and building more reserves when we're well funded. So these towns aren't getting increases, trying to keep their apportionments down, which you'll see is happening.
And the market out there. So as you all know, in our plan, municipalities, and not all your municipalities, are in the county plan. There's a number that aren't, but more than since I've been around or in it at the current time. But it's stiff competition. There are competitors out there that are actively quoting some of our members, so we want to be sensitive to not be overcharging them. Right. Our goal has always been, and what Scott has done and what we've done in the work with PERMA, is to make sure that people are getting market rates, so that you know, maybe if they go out, someone quotes them a sweetheart deal, maybe they'd save a little bit of money, but we can show that over time. And as you all know, one of the key things, at least from people in our seats or those who are town supervisors, is stability. You don't want those swings. You know, it might be nice to save 10 grand one year, but right. You know, on the opposite end, it's going to go up 20 grand another year. So mm-hmm. We want to be competitive with our members and our municipalities. And I think this plan has accomplished that. It used to be a lightning rod. When I first started, we used to get a lot of negative feedback from some of the municipalities because of those swings, but we've stabilized it enough that the feedback from the municipality has been great.
Good. Yeah. I just don't think we need to add anything to reserve at this point, since we're what, 5 years basically.
Yep. I agree. And also, you know, including this, we did a couple of years back, we include the cancer benefit now for fire departments that are members of our plan. We cover that cost for their members, you know, and out of all of our districts, fire districts, et cetera, in our plan, we got about 50% participation, which I find kind of strange that not every department wants to get a free benefit. They're still reaching out to their vendor and paying for it. But a lot of it is communication and work we're trying to do, but any help. Any folks in this room that might know their fire chief that's not part of it, we'd like to knock on their door and say, here it is. It's a, you know, again, a free benefit. So that's part of what we're trying to do too, is not just here's your workers' comp, but we're trying to enhance it so that there's more benefits to being part of the county plan. Keep your numbers down, get a cancer benefit. We're looking at some other options maybe down the road too. So
I just wanted to ask on the cancer benefit, is that only for the required firefighters?
Yep.
Some of the departments give the cancer benefit to all their members, and that may be why some of them choose not to participate.
So we have, yes, you're absolutely right. So the cancer benefit we provide is for the New York State required benefit that your department members are given because they're interior firefighters. We cover that cost free to our members that are in the plan. And as Kelly said, there are a lot of districts that give it to all their members because, again, it's a benefit that, you know, let's face it, volunteers aren't like they used to be. We've been finding that. So what we're doing is we're paying that cost and billing that department. So they're getting the reduced county rate. And we're doing that for most of them. One of the conversations down the road may be looking at this cancer benefit being provided to all their members through the plan. You know, again, it's helping them keep members. It's helping the plan. But again, we've got some work to do with some folks that, you know, they're all busy doing lots of other things. So
out of curiosity, what is the rate per fireman? Do you recall off the top of your head?
I want to say 111 or 108. I'll get back to you for sure.
Yeah. I think the regular insurance coverage is like 136.
I know we're like $10 or $15 a person below what most of them are paying. We use the Hartford through PERMA. So, you know, again, it's we've, you know, had some claims and, you know, they're very responsive. You know, again, it's a free benefit, it's part of the plan. And I think it's an awesome thing. So, and as Jack said, there are five or six communities in the county that aren't part of our plan, town of Bath, Irwin, city of Corning, town of Rathbone. I'd like to, any help that you folks can be out there to get me into somebody that would like to sit down and talk about it.
I've had a talk with the city manager about.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I think we can save them significant money as well as give them a great benefit. And, you know, so sorry for a sales pitch.
We need a motion to approve
it.
Yeah.
Second.
Any more questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Great. Next, we move on to the apportionment schedule. You'll see 24 to, you know, 25. You know, our goal, as Jack said, is, you know, is try to keep our participants at about a 30% below market right now. You know, if they went to the retail world, we want to be, you know, below that. So it's a good benefit. That's a moving target. Like Jack said, there's carriers offering numbers out there that just don't make sense because they're looking for business. We want to keep it stable so that these folks have a good number. They know they can kind of, you know, plan that out. You'll see by the apportionment, a lot of municipalities went down, including the county. We've been subsidizing the plan for a number of years. So we're trying to get our numbers down to make sense. There are a few towns, the numbers stayed the same. Still working with those folks, trying to get them where they need to be. Maybe they're not quite there, but I think next year with reduction of this budget, it's helping get everybody kind of in line so that, can, you know, they're paying what they should be. They're below retail based on their claims and payroll. We did add a few new folks last year, a couple of fire districts. So that does kind of help too. We were able to save them a significant amount of money. So questions on apportionment side?
Need a motion to approve?
Mm-hmm. So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Great. Thanks a lot.
I think just for the new legislators, the timing of this is important because towns start building their budgets in the fall. So they need to know what their workers' compensation number is. So that's why our cycle is July, so that they have numbers going forward for their next town budget.
I actually just sent that number to my bookkeeper sitting here. Asking me.
Now you have it.
She starts in August, just like Scott said.
Yes.
Next up, elections.
There we go. All right. So we're here with grant money. The state awarded us grant money. We were a little surprised that we actually were going to get any. So the first one that they're giving us is ballot by mail, which is for $44,445.22. We can do things like purchase envelopes and postage and some of that stuff. But one of the other things we're going to look at is the printing company that prints our ballots. They offer they will print the absentee ballots and they will actually mail the absentee ballots out directly from their location. We've talked to some of the other counties that have done that recently. With this being the presidential election in 2020, we had somewhere around, I think there was 6,000-7,000 absentees. Currently, right now, we're already standing at 1,000 that are permanents or that have signed up for the ballot by mail or whatever. And now that there is the new law that says they can request a ballot by mail, there's no excuse, there's no nothing. They can just do that. They can go through the online portal and do it. I imagine we're going to start seeing a lot of numbers. And so we're going to definitely look into that. I think it was something like $2 a ballot for them to print the ballot and actually mail it out with all of the envelopes to the voter themselves. And we can also track them through the postal system. So we're going to look at that and see if that's a doable thing, because that will help take a lot of stress off the office, because when we have to stuff them and mail them, and that's a lot of additional work when you're having to do them every single day to get them out in the mail.
So they'll just get the mailing list from us?
Yes. Right. Yep. We would email them all of the information, the voters' information and their mailing address, and they would take care of it from there. Yeah.
So this grant money doesn't require you to do anything additional to what you're already going to have to do, correct?
No. Yeah.
Vicki, if I read this correctly, you have to do one of them, you have to do a plan, and some of them you have to justify the expenditures. Am I wrong?
Yeah. I mean, there's one of them that says it has to be additional outside of what we had already planned on in our budget. So yeah, one of them, we do have to do that.
So are you guaranteed the full amount of the grant?
No.
You're not, are you?
No, not until we've gone through it and done everything. Right now, this is the first time that they've ever kind of sent us here's what's coming. Here's what you're going to be allowed to spend it on before, because normally they send us the contract. They tell us, oh, you got money coming. And then, as you know, we normally don't get it till like August or September. And then we're supposed to have it spent by the end of December. This is the first time they've kind of sent it to us ahead of time so we can actually sit down and look at it and figure out how we're going to spend the money and what we're going to do to submit for approval for the state.
Yeah, we'll need to, as you mentioned, we'll need to spend and then claim reimbursement. So yeah, we'll probably have to anticipate some revenue to offset that expense, but we can make it work.
Okay.
there anything new about drop-off boxes as well that is allowable?
Not that I'm aware of. I know there's been a lot of talk and different things. Of course, absentee drop-off boxes bring their own problems. we did have one for 2020 and 2022, and we actually had it in the main vestibule in front of, because there's cameras in there.
Yeah.
So that way people were not tampering with the box or putting things in there that they shouldn't be. And so that's always a huge issue.
The security thing is the thing, is we can't have people just trying to dump shit stuff in.
Yeah.
So you are not planning for 2024 to have a drop off box?
Well, we can put the one back out.
We can
out
put
there.
The one out for the in front yeah. of the main county office building where there's no.
Building.
So is all you're going to do with this first grant is to do the absentees? Is that what you're proposing?
We have to just look at it and, you know, everything that we can, what we're allowed to use it for, and kind of just sit down and go from there. But we will definitely bring all of that to you guys for approval, what we're going to actually spend it on.
Do you have to bid out the process to have it printed, mailed, et cetera?
Well, I know that they have to be, the printer has to be a certified printer by the vending company, by the voting machine company, in order for us to, because otherwise we can't guarantee that the ballots will scan on the machines.
We need a motion to accept the grant.
Second.
Gary, second. Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
So the second one we have is the electronic poll book grant. Hang on a second. I'm just looking at this. I'm not sure what that money is. Yeah, there's a correction. Sorry. That should have been for $78,501, not $7,000.
Typo.
Sorry. So that's for electronic poll books. We're looking into, we've heard rumor that the tablets that we currently have, that they will be going
outdated
like next year. And so we need to look into that and figure out if that's the case, what we're going to do moving forward. We don't want to spend a lot of money that we don't need to, but we need to look into. I know that the ones that use are with the other two companies. They are like the iPhone kind of thing. And so this year, their tablets are no longer in use and no longer have security updates, and they all had to replace them. So we need to look into that.
The data that we collect with these electronic poll books, is that then put into like a print format after the election, or does it get uploaded to a separate database?
The data that comes off the electronic poll books, we get, we can print off Excel spreadsheets, and it's also downloaded into our voter registration system so that when a voter comes in and votes, it's actually, we can download it directly into the voter registration system to show voter participation for that election.
Yeah. And so does it get put into let's say like a PDF format or something where it can't be amended? That's kind of, I'm wondering if we... For voter integrity type stuff, if it's in a format that can't be amended, then you would have a true readout of who participated in the election, right? Because that's what those books are for. Everyone signs before they...
Yeah, we always, after the end of the election, during early voting, and then at the end of every day, we create that an Excel spreadsheet, and we save it in that election year's file, so that we have voter history, but it's also immediately downloaded into the voter's registration. And so that we compare the two to make sure that it's always there. So it's always in the system, in the voter's history.
Motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
I'll second.
Okay. And then the third one is the elections grant.
Vote. Elda moved. I second.
I know. We need
and
a
then
vote.
We need a vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, then we have the other three. They're just extensions of what we already have. So we have 40,000 approximately left to spend in the technology. One, about 15,000 in the absentee postage and the 4,700 in the cybersecurity.
What about this 2024 general election grant? Wait.
That's a total.
This the 31,309.
Correct.
That's one that we have to, I think, show above what we planned on budgeting for.
Okay, so.
And that we have to look into it, but we may actually be possibly using that. Our voter registration system notified us that they are no longer going to be doing business as of the end of this year.
Jesus.
So all eight counties that are with them are now having to get a new voter registration system. And there are only three in the state that are certified and have to be completely done and migrated over to their new voter registration system by the end of December. And so we have been in discussion with those three voter registration companies trying to figure out where we want to go. So we are going to look into seeing if we can use that money towards the migration and the fee to switch over our voter registration system.
So move.
Why don't we have a motion to approve 3, 4, 5, and 6?
So move.
Second, Gary?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So on Nate today.
Nate.
Yeah, Nate and Jen are up at conference. Lindsay's here from personnel. If we have any questions, and the department heads are here. So the first two have been presented to standing committee. So the public defender is requesting reclassification of an assistant public defender, which is currently filled, as we discussed. So reclassifying it to a senior assistant public defender based upon job duties and office structure that Sean is trying to maintain. Commensurate with that request, requesting authorization to appoint above step 5 to step 8 at 102.518, and personnel has reviewed, and the individual meets the qualifications for that step and title.
I'll make the motion.
You got a motion or second?
I'll second.
Questions? Comments? All in favor?
Yeah. Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you. Community Services, and Lynn is here. If there are any questions, this went to Human Services last week. Motion to reclassify, or request to reclassify, vacant staff psychologist position to a mental health program coordinator, again, for office structure, streamlining some management. Certainly clinicians are important, but supervision is very important, and we're going to still look for clinicians. But this is a title that we have the ability to reclassify.
So,
tag it.
Questions?
Yeah. So there's absolutely no difference in the pay. It's just a difference in the title.
Correct.
Okay.
That I will say that could be subject to change based upon, as you know, we have the salary study happening. So it might look different next year after negotiations. Yep. And after you get that salary study, because these are main unit CCA positions, but as of right now, they're the same grade.
Okay.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you. And number three is a new one, because records management reports to admin. So no committee has seen this yet. But we are looking to transfer one zero-based laborer position to I'd like to correct that to buildings and grounds instead of the records management office, because the records management office is technically a staff of one. This would be 1.5. We have had a temporary part-time laborer to help out actually moving the boxes. We have an individual who does a great job as a senior account clerk typist who does all the records processing, but she needs assistance in moving the boxes, and especially getting up and on ladders and lifting and those sort of things. So we've had someone temporarily helping, but it's gone long enough and the need is not going to go away, that we would like that to request that a part-time laborer the reason for Buildings and Grounds is Buildings and Grounds has historically helped records do those sort of things, but they're also tight in staff. You know, we are able to recruit more successful in recruiting than in some areas. Buildings and Grounds has done a good job with laborers, custodians, cleaners, those sort of things. But it also gives the ability that if there is downtime and a need in Buildings and Grounds, that person could do other things too. And it is funded.
Okay, it's funded. All right. I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Questions? Scott?
With a department of one, how are we for succession planning?
We were good. but we've always had a backup for that individual. The backup has since left employment with the county. That backup typically, because it's not two full-time clerks, two full-time records people. So historically, that person, because social services processes a lot of records, someone who's been familiar with the records process has been the backup. That person has since left county employment, so we need to find someone to do that and get trained. So working on that. But okay. If you asked me a few months ago, I'd say we're great. Right now, there's a gap.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Curious.
Thank you. And that's it for me.
You got nothing else?
Nope.
Anything else? Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.